broadcast with Abigail Smith, and today in the studio I have with me Bonnie Doone, and we were just listening to the first two tracks off of their EP, Pizza Shark and Messy Clean, and they are really, really chatty and lovely to talk to you guys, and they brought a pineapple for me. So you guys were in Moncton last night.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is correct. What was the venue that you played at?
Last night we were exploring the Island of PEI, but we played in Moncton the night before that at Clothes House.
Oh, right on.
And Clothes House was fantastic, treated us super well, and the bands were really good too.
Mm-hmm. And I know that you played at Renew in Fredericton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you've been getting kind of like a taste of all kinds of different venues.
Yeah, it's been cool. This will be our fifth show on the tour tonight. It's the first time we're playing in a bar.
Oh, yeah? Really?
Yeah.
That's great. That's awesome. Yeah, I love Renew. Has such a like do-it-yourself kind of atmosphere. It's really fun.
It was awesome.
And we totally went shopping. At
yeah.
The
oh, yeah. Oh, right. Like, while you're playing.
Yeah. Yeah. The sunglasses on this pineapple are from Renew.
Those are off the chain. Those are really dope.
Thanks. Yeah.
Callahan's should be really fun tonight. I have to keep reminding myself that I'm on radio and I'm not actually just talking to you guys. So for everyone out there, Callahan's tonight at 9. Bonnie Doone is playing with Right Shitty and Stegosaurus.
Woo!
And that should be really fun. You said that you guys have been kind of semi-touring with Right Shitty.
They don't know that.
They don't know that. I've been following them.
Yeah, well, this will be our second date with Right Shitty, and we're excited to play.
We think they're really great.
We think they're right good.
Yeah, awesome.
It's like that's like the best East Coast band name I've ever heard.
What was your favorite thing?
Oh, and he goes, "We're Right Shitty, and we're gonna get started soon." I was like, "Yes, Maritimes, we're there."
Yeah. Right on. Have you guys spent much time in the Maritimes before this tour?
Not most of us. Sarah's from. She spent quite a bit of her childhood or formative years in the Moncton area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I try to make a point to be in the East Coast at least once a year because it's so beautiful here.
Yeah, and this is the time to be here. If your tour was in the winter, then it would have been really, really bad.
Yeah, we like to stay home in the winter.
Yeah.
Ottawa is also very fucking bad in the winter.
Oh, yeah, it is really bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right on.
It's right shitty.
It's right shitty.
It's right shitty in the winter.
But not in the good way.
When did you guys get together as a group?
Sarah, you want
to... Yeah, we started... kind of the idea of the band before actually learning how to play instruments. That was like 2.5 years ago. Yeah. I mean, like Madison knew how to play guitar.
Kind of.
Kelty knew how to play drums.
I played the bass before, but...
So we just were like, oh, we should be in a band. Like, that should be a project that we start. And then, so that was like the end of 2012, approximately.
Mm-hmm. And we just started jamming on like borrowed instruments, and Kelty had like an electronic drum kit.
Yeah, we stayed in the living room, in an apartment.
Yeah, and then
building.
When we slowly started like getting amps and equipment, we moved into like a garage jam space. Who invited us to play our first show way before we were ready. But that was a great experience. We were really everyone was really welcoming to us and very. Very kind and supportive.
People kept putting us on bills, and total shout out to Yogi House of Targ in Ottawa. Totally helped.
Yeah. Believed in us.
And then now we jam at a space called The Studio at Capitol Rehearsal. It's supported by another great local person called Luke in Ottawa.
So. Right on. When did you get connected with Bruce Tongue?
Well, Bruce Tongue is a local small garage punk label, and they're kind of friends of ours and they asked us when we finished recording to just send it over, and boom, we had tapes, and we've already sold out of our first run, and we're on our second run now, and
awesome.
We're moving into recording, and we hope to have something out maybe late fall. We're working on a split with a band from Edmonton called the Titas.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we have a single coming out on the Bruised Tongue Afterburners compilation that comes out at the Auto Explosion weekend. And it's going to be dope.
Yeah. Right.
Pumped. Well, let's, for now, we can play some more of the EP. And then we will, I'll see. I have these, like, pathetic notes of questions I was going to ask you guys.
We have, we're all pathetic answers.
We are really pathetic hour. You're listening to Local 107.3. I'm Abigail Smith, and this is Broadcast, and Bonnie Doone is joining me today. That was Boyhood with their song Heat. And that was a Bonnie June first song.
We took over.
Taken over the studio.
Take over.
Please send help.
2015.
Call the police.
We've got one pineapple, 8 pairs of sunglasses.
So we're going to play some of their tour soundtrack songs, not just the EP. When did you guys start your tour?
Friday? What day is it today? Friday.
Today is St. John. Yeah, we started on Friday in Ottawa. Hometown Pride.
Hometown Heroes.
And then we hit Montreal, and then Fredericton, Moncton, and then we took a break. And then now we're in St. John, and then Halifax.
Yeah, tomorrow we'll be on Bradio.
CKDU.
CKDU, and then we'll be playing the Obey Convention on Saturday.
At noon.
For the Dooner Nooner.
Dooner Nooner.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of dirty. Somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not exactly clean.
You guys are playing with Moss Lime in Halifax?
Mm-hmm.
That's really exciting.
Yeah, I've been a fan of theirs for a while, so it's going to be great to
They have
play,
a,
share
they have
the
such
stage.
A versatile sound. They're,
yeah.
All their songs are like all over the place. So being on tour, are you finding like there's a tour kind of like diet? You guys all
it appears to be French fries.
We ate so many potatoes yesterday.
Yeah, and PEI
potatoes in like two potato dishes.
Kelty and Sarah are kind of in this thing to see how many hot dogs they can eat.
That's horrifying. It makes me really worried.
It's I think it's a tie right now at one each. So it's a slow race.
Sarah brought it to the next level by getting the Frankfurters wrapped in crepes at Cora's in Fredericton for breakfast.
Breakfast of champs!
Yeah.
They didn't kick you out?
They have like a special teenager diet menu. Yeah, so we declared ourselves officially, as of this morning, a funk band while we were in the car.
Yeah, Smell-O-Mer band.
It's a smell band. It's pretty gnarly. Because you listeners are lucky there's no smell-o-vision on this radio station. Yeah.
I tried to order a hot dog for lunch at Kelly's Bake Shop, but realizing it was only hot dog buns, as it is a bakery. Thwarted.
So she got egg salad because that was the next stinkiest thing.
So gross.
Yeah.
Did you get in the hot dog buns?
Oh, no. That would be a good idea.
I know that some friends of mine, like some, I hear some tour like horror stories, and one of them was a friend of mine was eating like a tin of fish in the car, but he spilt it on his only pair of pants. Oh! So he just reached for like 2 weeks.
Oh my god!
I did spill stuff on my dress. Like I was driving, and I was like, "Yeah, I was eating something oily." I was like, "Yeah."
On the way to our first day,
I was like, "Oops, got that oil salad on my whole self."
Yeah,
oil salad.
Yeah,
I think that is part of it, though. I think that maybe the smell is what maybe drives people to go from stage to stage.
Yeah.
It drives you out of the van.
Let's get out of here as quick as we can. No, it's good. It's fun. It's our first tour, and our expectations were super low, and they've been super exceeded.
Yeah, how have you found the crowds for all of your shows?
Awesome.
People very receptive. Down to clown.
People are there, first of all, which is amazing. Like, we were like, oh, we're playing Moncton on a Monday. No one's going to be there.
On a holiday
there was, like,
Monday.
Yeah. But there was, like, a ton of people. Like, high school kids are there. And they're like, oh, it's a school night. We got to go. Like, but they stuck around for the show, and they paid money to see us, and they danced and had fun, and it was the best. Like,
that's awesome.
Yeah, we were really not expecting that. So
we walked in Fredericton, and there was like 5 people in the room, like, good, yeah, this is good.
This is what we were thinking.
And then look up from, like, just
tuning and
in,
stuff.
And it was like,
yeah,
packed house. People are shit faced.
Yeah.
Drinks are getting spilled. It's 9 o'clock.
That's yeah. My friend Sid was at that show, and she said that she soaked the place in beer.
Oh yeah, we know who she is.
Oh yeah. Big shout out to Sydney Foy. <David Hess.
laughs> That's what we like.
Do you find a difference in crowds? Like, if you started in Ottawa and coming here, do you find a difference in attitude in the places
accents.
That you've been? Accent.
Well, yeah, I mean, the crowd in Montreal was definitely quite different. Like, Montreal's Quebec a big city. And yeah, it was a couple of other bands from Quebec City, so it was a bit of a different kind of feel. It was really good, and it was really fun, and people were warm and receptive, but yeah, actually that show was weird because it was over top of a fish market, and so the whole place smelled like dumpster.
James Banks called Le Poisson Noir.
That's great.
Yeah, but it was great. Like they were the people that ran it were super friendly and super cool, and we had a good time. But yeah, it was maybe I just felt like it was a different vibe because I'm pregnant and I was playing above a fish dumpster and just like
people were smoking
inside to cover up the smell. And I was like, I think I need to leave.
I think this is unhealthy.
Yeah.
And yeah, people like Moncton, like. Yeah, oh, people have just been really nice, but
yeah,
just a little bit different, in different scenes, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, everybody's super friendly, but I think that that's not, you know, like, I mean, that's the Maritimes are super friendly, yeah. But, like, people are super friendly in Ottawa, like, yeah. When we played Toronto, people were super friendly, like, everybody's really welcoming.
But that's actually, crazy. Like, the more shows we play and the more people that we meet, we're realizing the web is actually really tight. Like, we played with a band in Moncton that we played with before, this time last year in mm-hmm. Ottawa. We're like, oh, Dirty Kills, like, how are you guys? You know, and so, yeah. Like, you are connected in more ways than you think.
Yeah. That seems to me, like, as kind of a, I'm more of a, like, professional audience member when it comes to the music scene, but...
Very important role.
Yes. Well, I mean, I think so. But it always seems that, like, musicians are, if they choose to be, and I think it's a really positive thing, and maybe you can attest to this, that, like, they can be each other's coworkers, even if you're in different bands, and, like, and their success is your success. Do you mm-hmm. find that that's...
Oh, for
reflecting
sure.
Yeah. In your experience?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, it's a hard... I mean, being an artist is a very difficult thing. I mean, it's something that you can't really stop doing because it's what you do. But it takes a lot of courage and it takes a lot of dedication and it's not easy. So it's great to, like, be with lots of people. So I definitely celebrate the success.
Well, and this is a first band for all of us. Like, all of us have been professional audience members for a long time. And, like, just from, like, the very day that we were like, hey, we're thinking of starting a band, like, all of our musician friends and, like, musicians we didn't know were so encouraging and so supportive. Mm-hmm. That, yeah, like, and other women in and around the scene were like, I'm going to start a band, too. Like, oh, that's yeah. so cool, playing with all your girlfriends. And we're like, oh, yeah, cool. So, like, now that we've been around for a little while and we're starting to sort of feel more established, it's cool to, like, you know, kind of be on the other end of it. Not all the way on the other end of it, but to be able to encourage other people to get involved. And, like, we're all pretty involved in the Ottawa Rock Camp for Girls. So, you know, using that to sort of look at younger women.
Yeah,
and be
what
like,
is,
yeah, it's cool. Let's
what is this. The what is the format of the Ottawa Rock Camp for Girls?
Well, it's 3 days long. I think there's a sort of movie night at the beginning. I don't know the format of others to compare it, really, but there's a, you know, couple of days of learning, rehearsing with mentors, and then there's a showcase at the end of it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's usually...
Is this the first time that you guys are involved with it, or...?
It's the first time, yeah, that I'm...
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, we all volunteered last year. Leslie and Kelty ran like a complimentary video camp for girls that they were documenting the rock camp. And I taught guitar last year at the rock camp, and this year we're sort of helping with the organization and governance of the rock camp.
That's great.
Yeah, so
it sounds like such a positive experience, especially for. Because I always found that the women I know that came to music, it was always, like, by happenstance. It wasn't really encouraged. So to actually have, like, an outlet mm-hmm. where girls can actually think that they can go into music is amazing. And I'm sure that they're really receptive to it.
Oh, yeah. They love it. Like, it's like, so fun.
Yeah, I feel like the teachers, like, we have, like, 50 solid volunteers /teachers.
We have a lot of t-shirts.
Plenty of t-shirts.
They are for sale at Callahan's tonight.
$50.
That was a good transition.
What I really want to talk about is merch.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to say that it's so empowering to get together with all of the volunteers who run the camp because it's all these women in a room who all play music or are all really passionate about music. And it feels like a bit of a lifter, or I don't know, like a filter has been removed or something to an extent. Like, you just feel like you could talk to everyone and be like, what do you do? What do you play? Oh my god, 8 saxophones? Let's start a band!
Yeah. And there's like zero being like, oh, like, it's so hard being a woman in music. Like,
it's just like, let's jam now!
Yeah, it's just like playing music and having fun and being so sweet. Great. And eating sandwiches and so and not sleeping.
Eating sandwiches together.
And drinking so much coffee.
That's great.
Yeah, it's good.
Are there a lot of girls involved? Like, the attendees?
Yeah, how many did we have last year?
Yeah, there's, I think, 26 girls. And
awesome. What are the age, like, parameters?
13 to 17, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's great. That sounds like the funnest time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a whirlwind.
It is. It's a whirlwind. It's the weekend, and it is wild and dangerous. But it's really cool. It's a cool thing.
Yeah, you see their confidence grow, and the bonds forming, and, some of the girls play instruments, some of them don't, so seeing how they encourage each other and get to come together as a band, like, you're, as a teacher last year, like, sitting in the room watching the girls play a Clash cover, and it was like terrible, terrible, terrible. And there was that moment where it was like, it happened and it came together, and it was like, ah! I was so excited. It was like, all right, we're a band, we can do this. It was so cool. Yeah, it was really fun.
I'm gonna throw on another one of the tunes that Leslie threw up here. Blue Angel.
They're from
Blue Angel rules.
Dark Psych.
Yeah.
Dark Psych.
And it's three women from three pretty prominent local Ottawa bands who decided to do a side project together. And yeah, they're great.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Let's check it out.
You're listening to Broadcast with Abigail Smith, and I'm with Bonnie Doon today. And we are going to listen to Blue Angel.
That was U.S. Girls with Jam That Valley. And you guys said that you saw the U.S. Girls?
Yeah, we love U.S. Girls. We're like mega fans. Yeah, we've seen her a few times, but the best show and probably the strangest venue I've ever seen a show was a place called the Diefenbunker, which is a nuclear fallout shelter that was built during the Cold War by Diefenbaker, right. And so it's the Diefenbunker.
I get it.
Okay, okay, I don't know. I never took history in high school. I don't know. Just making it up. But yeah, she played in a bank, the bank vault,
so cool.
In the Diefenbunker. So it was like this deep, like you descend into the earth so far, like four stories down.
That must have been the coolest. Yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Very surreal.
Yeah.
It was
cool. There's other bands playing in the cafeteria.
That's awesome.
It was so ugly down there. We were like, oh my god, like, why wouldn't they, if they thought they were going to be down here forever, why wouldn't they have jazzed it up a little? But I guess, I mean, they have until the end of time to do that.
That's true. They were planning on decorating after.
They would have brought, bedazzlers down with them.
And an IKEA catalog.
If you have all the time in the world, why not make some IKEA furniture?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll need it, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Burn.
But yeah, we love U.S. Girls. Listen to all her music. She's great. Meg's great.
She has a new record coming out this summer on 480.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
Highly recommend it.
And you said that there is a pineapple incident.
it was more like a pineapple letdown. I don't know.
Did I mention to the listeners that there's a pineapple in the
studio? There is a pineapple in the studio.
The lovely ladies from Body Dune have brought the gift. I don't think it's a gift. They're not going to give it to me. Of a hungover, sunglass-wearing pineapple, and it's very much contributing to this interview. And
she's talking.
So you procured the pineapple as you would, but there is
our second pineapple.
When we were playing in Moncton, we went for a little weird walk. And we just had all kinds of strange encounters with Moncton. And one of which was a convenience store.
Snafu. A little bit of snafu you guys got yourself
in. Yeah, the snafu situation.
I think there's an actual bar in Moncton called Snafu.
Yeah. We were non-customers using their washrooms, which are for customers only, and the big, huge dog came out and barked at us, and we were like, we're still going to use
the bathroom dog.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, so we, ran away to the convenience store across the street where there was a pineapple sitting on the shelf.
Yeah, I don't know. I just felt really like this pineapple was something that I wanted to purchase. So I, took it off the shelf, carried it around the store in Madison, bought some ice cream, and maybe that's all. And then I took it up to the counter, and the man told me that it was not for sale. But it was in the store on a shelf.
I was like, why is it here if it's not for sale? And he said, well, I brought it in. I'm going to eat it. But
why is it on the shelf?
I've been waiting.
I don't know. And then he said, everything else in the store is for sale except for me and this pineapple. And we're like, okay.
This sounds really bizarre.
It was very weird. And then we went into a graveyard and Sarah and Emily took him.
Tell people that.
Okay, there was a graveyard.
End of story.
And then we went back and watched the Requiems play at Clotos, and it was awesome.
I left somewhat unsatisfied because of that pineapple I wasn't able to purchase. So the next morning when we went to the supermarket to procure some breakfast goodies, I was greeted at the front door with a whole display
of pineapples for sale.
Yeah.
They were for sale.
They were for sale?
Yeah. They weren't for someone's personal use.
We were worried that we get to the cash and be like, oh, those are actually decorative pineapples.
Yes. Guys, I'm going to cut it up and eat it, but it's not ripe enough yet. That's why it's sitting on the shelf. So, obviously.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Why would you be stupidly suspecting that something in a
store on a shelf would be
well it was also on a shelf with a roll of tape and a few packs of gum. It was just so disorganized. We're like, oh cool, and a pineapple. That seems like
I think that really surreal things happen in Moncton a lot.
I grew up there.
Then you're all over it, interesting
people, really great people, but then also some funny other characters.
There are some definite characters.
All right, ladies.
There was some flaming balls shooting
from
every direction, and
I brought Bahama Mama with me,
a firework for Victoria Day.
I decided to give it off to my friend who tried to put it on the point of something, but you can't rest a shooting balls of fire on a point. It fell off and started shooting at all of us. So we ran for cover.
Running in every direction. There's like flaming Roman candle like shooting into the trees.
Bizarrely, I've had a really similar experience with fireworks in Mugden. So I think maybe it's just
lighter. Yeah. It promotes hooliganism.
I always feel really angsty whenever I'm in Mugden, so maybe that's part of it.
There's nothing like a Roman candle to let off some of that angst.
Yeah, we should get
more
some
like
for Callahan's tonight.
To each other.
Actually, Callahan's would be a good place to light off some fireworks.
I know. I have
noted.
Before,
noted. Mm-hmm. We'll go.
I'm disappointed.
We'll go to the Irving Big Stop. I'm sure there's some fireworks.
Irving Big Stop. Everyone should go to the Irving.
Hey, can I ask you about maybe you're local? I mean, I haven't lived in New Brunswick for a long time, but I heard a rumor when I was a kid that at the Irving Big Stop there is like a thing you could order called the 18 Wheeler.
Oh,
like 18 scoops of ice cream.
Yeah,
is that true?
I think that I don't know. I think that might be an urban legend, but if you're going to the Big Stop, you should probably
I'll inquire within.
Inquire within.
Go for everybody.
No, I think I'm probably just going to handle this one on my own. Eating ice cream for two.
You have to get your daily intake of ice cream.
She does.
It is extremely necessary. It's as necessary as the hot dog intake of the two ladies on either side.
We like to have a...
And you should be stopped. Yeah.
We like to have a balanced diet, you know?
Ice cream, hot dog.
Ice cream.
One...
Judgment Tour 2015.
Hey, man, I got two hands, right?
Hot dog for
stop
one and a cone on the other.
Don't mime hot dog eating on
nope.
the air.
That's not what's happening here.
They don't know that.
They can't see.
I mean, it's bindable.
Chewing on air is always a really good sound.
Yeah.
Smacking, popping sounds.
I just heard the sound of a million people switching dials.
You said that you were a DJ?
Yeah. I got my start in community radio when I was living in Edmonton at CJSR. Shout out. Woo. And started, you know, DJing parties and events and stuff, too. So definitely been a music fan for many, many years. Mm. And so it's kind of interesting to be on the other side of,
to
like you
producing.
Mentioned. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that's that would be really interesting to, like, get both sides of that.
She never plays our songs.
You should be totally shameless. Yeah. Like everyone on CBC radio, like, oh, this is just my band. And
yeah, I hardly ever DJ with cassette tapes, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you guys only released on cassettes?
Yeah, it's digital as
well. Oh, right. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, as soon as we put out a wax, that's all I'm going to play.
Yeah. Just on repeat.
Yeah.
This is my band again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't ask you yet how you came up with Bonnie Doon, the name.
Yeah, Bonnie Doon means many things, as we found out since...
It's a river! That's what somebody yelled at us.
Yeah, it's true. So Bonnie Doon is... the first time I encountered that name was living in Edmonton. There's a neighborhood called Bonnie Doon, and very famous... quote-unquote locally famous bowling alley called Bonnie Doon Bowling Lanes. And Kelty is also from Edmonton. So we threw out that as a name idea, and then like looking into it, Googling it, it's like, oh, it's a vacation resort in Australia. Mm. It's the name of five other bands.
That's all right.
But I think it's the origin of the phrase. It's a Scottish phrase. It means beautiful river. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really beautiful... It's a great name.
It's a Bonnie Doon.
No. It's a Bonnie Doon.
It's a Bonnie Doon.
Well, Leslie and I didn't know about the Edmonton neighborhood being from Ontario and being very self-centered about it.
There's a Bonnie Doon in Ontario.
Like everyone from Ontario.
Is there?
Yeah, we should go there.
Where?
Golf course.
Oh,
I'm good. But we thought it was Dune for a long time, and we thought it was like
Dune.
Yeah, like the movie, the book, whatever. Yeah,
yeah.
The and we're like, yeah, Dune, and Sarah and Kelty were like, oh no. And we relented eventually because we didn't really care that much. So
yeah.
we're huge Dune fans.
Well, in Kitchener, there's a place called
The Spices.
This is like a Dune tribute band, right?
Yeah, it's a Dune Heritage Crossroads, and I was like, Dune, no. But now I like to use Dune as an adjective to describe things.
It is also a verb to describe what you are, Dune.
No, it's not that.
Don't let me Dune.
Cut off our microphone. She's done.
All right.
We're done.
We're Dune.
Take your pineapple and get out of here.
Sorry.
We're going to be bringing the pineapple to Callahan's later tonight, 9 p.m. See really? You there. Sure, why
if
not?
If you want a slice of pineapple, get there.
Flip it down.
First 15 should, tapes come with a free slice
sign,
of pineapple.
I'll sign the pineapple and sell it.
I'm too plate. Attached. I'm too attached to this pineapple. No. I went through too much to get this pineapple.
Oh, man.
Slice it up and fill it from.
Ooh, acceptable yeah. use for the pineapple.
Court.
Squeeze it by.
Tell it element.
I'm going to take my sunglasses back as soon as it's dead.
Oh, it's going to die soon.
You should do a ritual sacrifice.
That's a good It'll idea.
Be a ritual.
Mm. That's a good idea.
Mm. So I think we're almost out of time here.
What?
That hour flew by really fast.
I feel like I'm on marijuana minutes, like 5 minutes or 35 minutes. I can't tell how many minutes have elapsed.
Yeah. Well, it's probably all the marijuana we're smoking.
Yeah, you can't see us. Radio listeners. Sorry, Mom.
Pineapple is a bad influence.
That's true.
So to like cap it all off, I'll play that anime song that you pulled up.
Is that which was Titas? No.
No.
Oh yeah. Oh right. Yeah. Okay, sorry. Well yeah, we also played the Titas. We love them.
Yeah.
Shout
yeah.
out. Fun forever.
Fun forever. And now we're going to play Black Crow by Animai, who are coming to Sappy Fest this year, and I'm really excited to see them.
Woo!
Sweet!
And, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
That was super fun.
Thanks for having us.
I didn't become sick, so that's...
Yeah.
We'll see you at Callahan's.
Yes! Everyone should come tonight to Callahan's at, I think the show is probably going to start around 9. Is it? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, who cares? No, it's 9. People
we'll be there by 9.
And it'll be Bonnie Dune and Right Shitty and Stegosaurus and it'll be
and all the pals
can't and wait all the pineapples. To meet you. That's what you should call your fans.
Pineapples.
Huh. Don't do that. Yeah. You know what? That's
we,
a bad idea.
We will consider it.
We've had worse ideas.
Oh, yeah. You guys are very, very kind.
We have terrible ideas.
So thanks for everyone listening out there. And thank you, Bonnie Dune, for joining me. This was a broadcast with Abby Smith, and Bonnie Dune is my guest today. And I'll see you all at Callahan's tonight.
Woo! Yay! Woo.